good to be back here. If you didn't hear, Simone Biles out for Team USA in the Olympic team event. Looks like Russia probably is going to get the gold, which is just, well, it is what it is. Yeah. So, and there was a fall in the floor routine from Jordan Chiles, and that should be that. Russia's going to win the gold, and I don't know, Italy or somebody's third, doesn't matter. Anyhow, it's interesting. I haven't watched the Olympics much at all, but I was impressed by a young lady from Alaska, Lydia Jacoby, the first Alaskan Team USA swimmer ever, wins a gold medal in the 100-meter breaststroke, major upset earlier today. She's 17-year-old high school kid. The defending gold medalist also on the American team, Lily King. Let's see, United States gold medalist Lily King took the silver. Bronze, excuse me. I'll get this all straight. She took the bronze. But South Africa, Tatiana Schoenmaker, took silver. Lily King took bronze. But this young woman, 17, from Alaska, little tiny town that I've been to. And they're all pretty excited. You know, this is why I do like the Olympics. I don't like all the garbage with, you know, whether or not you stand up for the flag. Of course you stand up for the flag. You're representing this country. You're representing this country. And Seward, Alaska is the halibut capital. Seward, population 2,700, went bananas when this kid won the gold. As you can imagine, giddy would be a word to describe it. And I think that's actually pretty cool that that sort of thing can happen there. And, well, it's pretty important, I think, for a small town, because they understand the importance of the American flag and standing and representing the American flag. Now, on the other side of that coin are people that, well, they defile the American flag. And they denigrate people who disagree with them. And Chuck Schumer just did this, and I find it reprehensible. I do. You know, I don't agree with people on politics a fair amount of the time. And that's okay. But I don't pick fights with all of them. You know, there are legitimate. You have to allow a person's doubts. I understand why people didn't like Donald Trump. I get it. He was abrasive. I see that. But to attack everybody that voted for him as some sort of, these are vile people. Listen, you got to go to Bible 11. You got to hear what Chuck Schumer said about people that voted for Donald Trump. It's so far beyond the pale. Listen to this. Go.
You probably asked yourself the same question I asked myself. How could 74 million people vote for such a despicable human being as Donald Trump? And I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative, Democrat or Republican. He is a vile man. He is dishonest. He is divisive. That's what he loves to do, just divide and have people fighting with each other. He's a racist. And he always appeals to the dark side of human nature, which he's very good at, unfortunately. How did they vote for him?
Yeah. I can't decide if Chuck Schumer is describing Donald Trump, basically denigrating anybody that voted for him as well, which is repugnant. But it sounds to me like Chuck Schumer is describing Chuck Schumer better than anybody else. Completely. At any rate, how about a little something from John Kennedy, my favorite senator from Louisiana, bite number 12. He had some comments on the state of America's foreign policy these days and those that work in the Biden administration. He begins with the border and he goes from there. Listen to this, bite 12, roll it.
Well, I think that's true. And I don't think the Biden administration has ever told the truth about the border. I read the article about President Biden's decision to pay the contractors $2 billion not to build the wall, not to finish the wall. And here's my conclusion about that. What do you call a genius in President Biden's Homeland Security Department? A visitor. What he's doing is a crime against nature and intelligence.
What do you call a genius in Biden's White House? A visitor. Yeah. There you go. A visitor. At any rate, and there's a terrible story here. Former Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming, dead today. He was in a terrible bicycle accident near his home in Gillette, Wyoming. He was admitted to UC Health Medical Center in the Rockies in Loveland, Colorado, unconscious, unable to recover from his injuries, which included a broken neck and ribs. Yeah. He fell Friday night about 8:30, around the time Gillette police received a report of a man lying unresponsive in a road near a bike. Nobody else involved with the accident, it seems. He retired in January after four terms. He was mayor of Gillette. But Mike Enzi, longtime senator of state of Wyoming, killed in a bicycle accident. Pretty interesting. Pretty, you know, you look at, you have to wonder, but apparently just an accident. Apparently just an accident. Anyhow, quick break and some final thoughts here on this day. As I get back into the groove of things, good to be back in the chair. Appreciate you supporting Scott Bertram whilst I was away. I take time off now and then. Got to recharge those batteries, you know. Got to do that. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Place